Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, Jeff is back, and he brings us a brand new Bert Show phone scam.
The woman applied for graduate school for education, and she missed a line on her application. So if she can't follow instructions, how is she qualified to give them to our children?
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Carolyn Bridell, please.
Yeah, this is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, Fred Vest calling with the admissions department, Georgia Interstate.
Hi.
Hey, I got a few issues here with your graduate application, and I want to clear these up so we can move forward without a problem.
Okay.
Here's the deal. You are obviously in graduate school for education, which we think is terrific. Mm-hmm. What we have, though, is a direction following problem, and that worries us because our standards are pretty high.
Wait a second. Sorry. Did I make a mistake on the thing?
Well, yeah, you did. Here's the situation. When you send in your check, we ask that you indicate your Social Security number,
mm-hmm.
your ID number on the memo line of the check.
Uh-huh.
And we also, because this is graduate school, we wanted you to put a G on the outside of the envelope.
Uh-huh.
And you did neither of those things.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I must have...
I'm sure.
Doing a million things at that time, and I must have like totally overlooked it.
Uh-huh.
But you got the check and everything because I'm going to classes, right?
So. Right, it's all deposited and everything. I just want to
right.
Yeah, when you were between your college degree and starting graduate school, how many years of teaching did you have?
I did about 4.
Okay, and what grades were you teaching? Or grade?
I did mostly 10th and 11th.
Uh-huh. And did it frustrate you when students didn't follow directions?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you handle that?
I don't know.
Maybe make them do it over or something?
No, probably not. Are you seriously, is it that big of a problem with the memo line? I mean, other than that, everything was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're sending you out to form young minds.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, I don't think I'm... okay. I don't think that has a lot to do with how I teach, though.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, yeah.
But, yeah. And you're kind of laughing about this.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's kind of silly if you...
I'm probably going to want to bring this up to review, so...
Okay. You know what? Honestly, I can't do this right now. Can I like call you back, or is there someone else I can speak with? Someone, a man, you know, someone above you, or?
Well, you're more than welcome to call back if you want to.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine, but I'm gonna ask you not to attend class or even come to the campus.
Oh no! I have to. I have to.
Well, we're not even sure that we're going to let you remain a part of the program.
Why? Know? Because I didn't write something on a memo line?
Well, because you're going to be a teacher, and you obviously are not good at following instructions. And if you can't learn, how can you teach? You know.
Okay, sir. Seriously, I'm not going to not go to graduate school because I forgot to. I'm also, besides being a teacher, I'm also a human being, and I make mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't think that's a good reason for me not to be able to go to class.
Well,
I'm not going to not go to class.
I don't want to have to call security, but.
Are you
kidding
me?
I will. Like, I mean, I think you're kind of being ridiculous. Like, all I'm trying to do is set a standard for our teachers so that the next generation of adults is responsible.
Yeah, but you're going to honestly send security on me? Like, if I'm
I can't believe you're not more humbled and embarrassed by this.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry, I'm not. And people make mistakes all the time writing checks and filling out forms, and they don't have problems.
I mean, is it hard to write a G on an envelope? Is that difficult?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now? You have to be kidding me.
I mean, you know how to do a G, right?
Yes, I made a mistake. I realized that I was supposed to write that I made a mistake.
It's a letter,
I don't think that warrants me not being able to go to class.
Well, you said you wanted to call back, so we'll sort this out. And until then, I'm not going to have you possibly forming young minds when you've got an attitude like you do, and you obviously can't.
I have an attitude.
Oh, my God, listen to you. Is this what you're going to do to kids? Is this how you're gonna lose your temper like this?
I'm not losing my temper. I'm just, it's very frustrating to me that you're telling me I can't go to class when I forgot to write a letter on an envelope.
Well, it's frustrating.
I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but do you understand how that sounds absolutely ridiculous?
Uh-huh. Apparently.
What's your name?
What's that?
What's your name?
It's Jeff.
Jeff, I can't deal with this right now, okay? This is a little too strange for me, okay?
All right.
So I'm going to have to call you back. I'm going to have to think about it and call you back.
Call me back. I'm over at Q100.
Okay. What's Q100? What's the number?
The radio station, The Burt Show.
The radio station what?
You were just phone scammed. This is Jeff at The Burt Show
on
Q100, and you've just been phone scammed?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I was going to say, this cannot be real. This is so retarded.
We just want to make sure the standards for our teachers are very high.
No, they're high. They're high. I'm doing good.
All right. Hey, good luck in graduate school.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye, Carolyn.
Bye.
We will scam you.
The Burt Show.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
For those of you just checking us out today, we have been talking to Jessica and two of her best friends over the last couple of days.
And Jessica's getting married in California here very soon. And of course, just like any bride planning the wedding process, she was picking her wedding party. But she's got two very bestest friends in the whole wide world and just could not decide between the two of them who would be her maid of honor. So she called us to kind of discuss it. And of course, the Burt Show has to turn it into a competition, which we do with a lot of things. So we had the battle of the bridesmaids between her two bridesmaids that were up for contending for the position of maid of honor. So we talked to them each day, and we actually have a recommendation for you today, Jessica.
Oh.
Now, I'm assuming that you have been in contact with both Jenny and Andra over the last couple of days.
But we haven't, they did say it went well, they had fun, but I didn't listen to it because I didn't want to be biased. I didn't want to think somebody was doing better than the other and be worried, so mm-hmm. I just let you guys do it.
Okay.
All right, well, let's play a little bit of the audio from both of them over the last couple of days, because what we did was we got Andrea on and we also got Jenny on. And we asked them the same questions,
mm-hmm.
and we just kind of sat back, listened to their answers, questioned them a little bit more, and then we put it into the hands of the listeners. We'll all give our opinions also, but there was definitely a clear-cut winner.
Really?
At least based on the email that I got.
Correct.
I don't know
mine
about
too.
The you two? Mm-hmm. You too, Jen?
Yeah, I've got a couple of emails here, and it's pretty clear-cut.
Okay. Did you get any? You weren't even here this.
No, but I got them, and only one person was mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here was a series of the questions and answers that we asked both of your potential maid of honors.
Why did Jessica choose her fiancé?
Well, when we were young, we always used to say,
Something that would be really important would be a man who treated his mother really well. And she told me that he has a lot of respect and has a wonderful relationship with his mother. And I think that sort of just shows that he's a really great guy and he's really, really cute.
Jenny, I want to know, how many times have you been a bridesmaid and how many weddings have you attended?
I have been a bridesmaid only one time. And I've been to like dozens and dozens of weddings.
2 hours before this wedding, Jessica is panicking and she's getting cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, I want to know, what do you do?
Just tell her to think about all of the amazing reasons why she is with him and, you know, what brought her to this moment and the great things about their relationship.
First question I have for you, Andrea, is why did Jessica choose her fiancé?
I think Doug is very charismatic guy. He's like the life of the party. He's charming. He's classy. And she just totally loves that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this really feels like a 10 to you, this match?
I would say, yeah. I think it's pretty close. I don't think I've seen something that's been this good, you know, for a while. I mean, they seem to be in sync, you know. I mean, nothing is perfect in life, but I think that they're pretty much a 9.
So let's say 2 hours before the wedding, Jessica is panicking and she's getting cold feet. So I ask you, what do you do?
Well, actually, I think I would call Doug and, you know, get him over there and try to get Doug and Jessica together and talking and, you know, see if they can, you know, she really knows how wonderful he is and he knows how wonderful she is and they can kind of make a connection and maybe try to facilitate that. And, you know, I do the best that I could to make sure that they could come together. But if I can, I think I'd just pour her a drink.
All right, Jessica, so that was a decent sampling of some of the answers. Is there anything there that stands out to you?
I think they both did really well. I can't believe you're saying there's one person who everybody likes better.
Yeah, let me get them both on here. This is Jenny's back with us. Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
Hi, hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Andrea, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Good. Okay, all three are on at the same time now.
Hey, girls.
Hi.
Now,
they sound nervous.
who's nervous about finding out right now?
I'm a little nervous.
Who is that? Is that Jenny or Andrea?
It's Jenny.
Jenny.
Me too.
I'm nervous too. No, I'm more nervous. No, I'm more nervous.
I'm the most nervous.
Everything's a competition with us now. Oh, no.
Jessica, I'm going to have Melissa read off some more of the questions and answers that were asked of both of them before we tell you who the clear-cut winner was.
Okay.
All right, one, we asked, what would Jessica and her new husband fight about during their marriage? And Jenny's response was that they're going to fight about how many kids they want. And Andrea said that money would be the number one cause of the argument.
Does anyone sound more accurate than the other one there, Jessica?
Well, I actually think it would be a third thing.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, our sex life, actually, I think, is what is sort of the ongoing conflict.
Okay.
I tend to be a little more adventurous than Doug.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is going to be more of an issue than the kids. I mean, I think the other stuff is we're kind of on the same page.
Okay.
Screech!
I mean, I think the kids thing will work itself out. And I don't, you know, maybe money's like a classic problem couples have, but I don't really think we have had that much of a problem with it.
Are the two of you sexually compatible?
In what way?
Every?
Like
he's
in general?
He's a little more conservative than me. I, you know, actually, I'm surprised that they didn't know that, because we've had conversations about the fact that it's like this big myth that men want it more than women. And I'm like, I don't know who came up with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, keep this up. There might not even be a wedding.
Jenny, Andrea, mm-hmm. has she yeah. talked to you about that?
Yeah, I just that's kind of adventurous to say on the air.
I feel like we're on Family Feud and Bert just went, show me doing it.
Yeah, we did talk about it. I just figured that the finances is of it. I mean, I think the physical thing that they could work out. I think the finances might be something. And
but that's just my feeling.
That was Jenny saying that?
That was Andrea.
That was Andrea. Jenny, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I just sort of figured that long term with their relationship, that was not necessarily going to be like a huge issue. And I just thought that the future in terms of how many kids they were going to have. I hope she's right.
Maybe it's a situation.
Like to not be fighting about that for my whole life.
Maybe it's a situation where you guys just aren't compatible, and then he starts paying for it, and he uses up all your money on hookers, and then it's a finances issue.
Oh god.
Okay. It's possible.
Okay.
So, did the two of you know that that was a problem, and you just didn't want to go public with it, and that's why
he doesn't think it's a problem.
He doesn't think it's a problem. You think it's a problem.
Yeah, he's fine.
Because he's getting enough and she's
not. Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Wasn't expecting to go in that direction.
Yeah, me neither.
That might be a second tier to this when this is all over.
So Jessica is also pointing out some of the questions we asked that had different answers. Another one was your ideal bachelorette party. Now, we asked Jenny that question, and she said we would go shopping in Atlanta, go clubbing, go to a hotel, and have a stripper. And Andrea's response was that we party all the time, so she thought that a spa weekend where you guys could just chill out and relax with each other would be the best bachelorette party.
Nope. Having sex with her husband who doesn't want to do it is what she wants to do on her bachelorette party.
Jessica, if you had to give a score to one or the other there, who scored higher?
I guess Jenny's a little bit closer because she has the stripper. I mean, I figure it's a bachelorette party. I want the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to go and, you know, just whoop it up and flirt and, you know, have a good time.
Okay. She is a freak.
Kind of freaky.
It's my last chance.
All right. What else you got for Freak a Leak?
Another difference in the question was, again, about the wedding. What kind of music would be played at the reception? So Jenny said that the cha-cha slide would be played, and as well as dance songs. She said Jessica loves to dance. Andrea, I mean, it wasn't too far, you know, different, but she said Shakira, Gwen Stefani, Madonna, Eve, and then she said you have to play, you know, What a Wonderful World somewhere at the reception.
Who nailed that one, so to speak?
I guess they're both pretty close. I mean, you know, at first I was thinking I went to a wedding and they had a big band and I thought that would be really cool. But then I thought, I just don't know if people are going to like that. So I want just typical wedding music. I just want whatever's going to make them dance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's a push here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. One question about going back to you and your fiance. We asked what your first fight was about, and Jenny says she doesn't remember your guy's first fight. Mm-hmm. And Andrea says that Doug was partying too much, and Jessica thought that is all he wanted to do. He went over the top and even passed out once at an intersection.
Ooh.
That sounds like a fun story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't really want to talk about that on the air. It's sort of embarrassing for him. I mean, I don't think that's what we had our first fight about. I think our first fight about was probably something really stupid, but I don't remember what it was.
Which one answered that way? The drunk at the intersection?
Andrea.
Andrea.
Okay.
That's not any more embarrassing than he can't satisfy you in the bedroom.
No, he's not that he doesn't satisfy me. Oh my God, it's not that.
Just he doesn't satisfy her enough.
It's quantity you're talking about. Quality is okay. It's quantity.
Exactly.
Well, maybe you ought to take him in an intersection.
he'd be sleeping.
And the final one that you know that we haven't covered is just how many times have you been a bridesmaid is what we asked each one, which was, I think, the defining moment for some of the listeners in my emails on their choice. Jenny says she has been to 25 weddings, only been a bridesmaid once. Andrea says she's been to 6 weddings and has been maid of honor 4 times and a bridesmaid twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That have any kind of bearing at all?
Well, not so much on my choice. I would imagine it might be it make it easier for her to not be a maid of honor in mine because she's done it so much. In fact, she may even want a break. I don't know. But it doesn't, you know, it doesn't stop me from wanting to have both of them, you know.
So nothing was said here to make or break any way you're thinking. You're still just as confused.
I am. I honestly wish I could say one or the other, but
there was a definite way this whole thing went, at least in my emails, and then I think we're all feeling the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, you want to start it off here?
Well, in my emails, you know, we'd ask listeners to let us know their choice, and overwhelmingly, there was a vote for one person. I only got one vote for the other. So in my email, Jenny was the one that was the overwhelming vote. And
really?
I think that for two reasons. One, because she's never been a maid of honor. And two, because they felt like her answers may match hers more and that she was more, you know, more, not, I guess more, I don't know, motivated is not the term that comes to mind, but I think just not as serious, not, you know, more fun, like she'd be more fun maid of honor.
Jan Hobby?
All right, here's a sample. One subject line says, "Hi, Jen, I vote for Andrea. I love the Burt Show." And this person says he was voting that way because he felt she was being real. Here's a sample of the emails about Jenny. It says, "I chose Jenny because she was so sweet and seemed very sincere. It also seemed to me that Andrea already knew the questions, maybe by listening the day before, and that gave her longer to think about the answers. The reason I think this is because when you ask the question, what would make you think it wasn't just cold feet, and she started talking about him partying so much, it sounded like she was going to mention that there was a first fight and then said that she didn't want to skip ahead. So she thought maybe she knew the questions that were coming." And this was from listener Crystal, who says, "I don't think it was very fair for Jenny, who had never heard the questions before."
Jeez. Some people just
Our listeners are listening CSI up on you. They're like looking for hairs in the backseat of the car right now.
So based on your emails, Jen?
The majority did go to Jenny, although I thought it should be Andrea.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's the one vote you got, actually. That was the one email that was sent to Melissa. Was
yeah,
from Jen.
Emailed me.
I emailed the rest of the show.
And I have to concur with both of them also. A sample here. Jenny stated from the beginning that as long as she is a part of her girls' day, whether it be a bridesmaid or a maid of honor, she was going to be happy. Andrea seemed too hesitant with everything. I don't feel she would appreciate just being a bridesmaid. And the others that came in were pretty much like, you know, you've just known Jenny most of your life, and she just kind of deserves it because she knows you better, and she's been there from the start. And I'd say from the emails I got, it was probably 95% to 5%.
Wow.
In favor of Jenny.
Wow. Cool.
Now, I mean, you don't have to take our recommendation.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you can veto that.
Uh-huh.
But, Andrea, is there anything that you feel like was...
Andrea
was misrepresented, or...
Oh, well, just because I'm smart doesn't mean I should be chastised. I didn't plan ahead. I didn't get any questions ahead or anything. I meant skip ahead because I just figured there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up that you guys wanted to ask me. But, I love you, Jess. And I agree, you know, whatever you want to do, honey, is fine with me.
Aw.
And, I think I do know you pretty well. I'm sorry I mentioned the intersection, but I think that I recall that was the first one. I didn't know about your sex life as much as... Maybe I should have. I didn't want to mention it,
really.
But I love you, and, I just want the best for you, whatever you want to do.
Thanks. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrea. We're going to let you bail now, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll talk to you later, honey, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, Jenny? Andrea's gone now. How you feeling about things?
Me or Jenny?
Jenny.
Oh, I'm really, really excited, and I hope that Jesse feels comfortable with this.
Did you offer Andrea a version of our home game?
I didn't. But I got a whole bunch of Lee Press on nails for. And some turtle wags.
Turtle wags.
So I thought that was just kind of rude how you hung up on her. And everybody else who participates gets to take home
the Bird Show at home.
The home version of Battle of the Bridesmaids.
Hey, Jenny, we're going to let you go also, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You want to make the offer?
Well, no, Jenny won, so she's like the... You get
she's going to the showcase showdown.
Yeah, if you get... You get to spin the big wheels. Ready, everybody? Boop, 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 boop. Oh, look at that. 80 cents. Good luck.
See you, Jenny.
How much does this box of dried potatoes worth?
I get so scared that someone's going to get caught in that wheel and flip underneath it, too. So
I would never go on that show because I'm convinced I'm not tall enough to actually spin the wheel.
I was.
Old man Bob Barker won't let you do it. He'll do it himself.
You know, before we left
really
on the trip,
wanted to play Plinko.
My parents were at the house, and they were watching Price is Right, And
it's still on?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it's on at 11 a.m. So it was like 11 to noon or whatever. I think maybe 10 to 11. I don't know. They were watching it.
Bob's doing the show, but he hasn't been like alive in like 7 years. Yeah. Or
well, he's
like
doing
that.
It like Weekend at Bernie's. Somebody walks him out. And the woman spun the wheel and it didn't go all the way around, which I guess is a requirement. Yeah. It has to. My mom yelled at the screen.
Did she yell?
That's one stage of retirement. It's the Price is Right stage.
Yeah. There you got mad. Oh, come on! Put some muscle into it! Boop, 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 boop.
I like the little yodeler, though. Didn't want him to quite go over the cliff.
No, because then it's done.
Jessica.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, now you have at least the listener's recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I think Melissa and I were in unison also. We thought that Jen was going to make the better.
Yeah, I think that because... from your standpoint, like if they weren't on the phone, I would have said, look, it's the bridesmaid thing, the maid of honor thing. You know, Jenny's never been the maid of honor, and she's your oldest friend. To me, I mean, that's the perfect choice.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, I'm going to really approach it as the fact that Andrea has been a maid of honor before, and Jenny's never done it, and it's true. I mean, I did meet her first, so if we're just going to go for time, I can, you know... I hope Andrea can understand.
I do want to make a quick pitch for Andrea, though, because I really think that it sounds to me she knows you better in your, like, everyday life, and that might be better in handling situations on the wedding weekend. Now, I do give Jenny credit for knowing you longer, but I would just make the pitch for Andrea in that way.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was surprised that Jenny did better, because Andrea has more time with me in the last, you know, in the sort of later part of our friendship.
Mm-hmm. Right, like while you've been with your...
as an adult
fiance.
And stuff, yeah.
Well, either way, you have now... you've got the scapegoat that you've wanted. I mean, you couldn't make the decision,
yeah.
So...
yeah, and she's definitely still going to be a bridesmaid, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So she just won't wear the same dress.
So you are going to pick Jenny?
Yeah. I mean, I have to pick.
Right.
I've already, like, passed my deadline. So... I'm just going to let you guys, I'll just take your, why did we do this if not, you know?
Okay. I think you should jack with him and make up another game show. Like, and stick with the Price is Right
team. I'm going to be calling another radio station tomorrow.
Well, I think you should invite them both over to your house tonight and then set up, like, your ironing board with four different products on it. And,
oh, my God. You spent way too much time with your parents last week, dude.
Like a can of chunky soup. There's, like, random things, too. A bottle of shampoo.
Can you please take him to Compound this weekend and cleanse him of this, like, parental
You know, too, way
overtones?
Too much about this show.
Hey, little...
Once you run across the studio... Let me say your name, Jeff, and then you run around the
and
studio.
I'll run down. Okay, do it.
Okay. And the next contestant on The Price is Right is Jeff Dollar.
No! Come on, Jeff! Hi, Bob. $1.
Hey, you had the exact guess, so you get to take that $100 out of my pocket because I'm a creepy old man.
Hey, Jessica, we're going to let you go. Sorry about this tangent, but Jeff was homeschooled.
Yeah, you guys know
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on...
Car
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
What you need to know going into this interview with Rachel Bilson here was that Melissa was on the OC before Rachel.
Yeah, there. Back when the OC started, the way they did part of their promotion was they had DJs from different cities come out and actually be extras on the set. And so I went out there, and I forgot what year that was that I went out there and did that. So my five frames of fame.
It must have been 4 years ago because the series started 4 years ago. Yeah. You were in the first one.
Yeah, that's right. And so we referenced that here in the beginning of our interview with Rachel.
She has been on. She wasn't supposed to be a main character, but she was so good, people were digging her, mm-hmm. that she became a full-time character. And she's been doing this for 4 years now. And now she's just like, she's a legitimate celebrity. The paparazzi are following around. So we talked to her about that. And also she's got a new movie coming out Friday with Zach Braff. It's her very first movie. She's stoked about it. Here's Rachel Bilson on The Burt Show on Q100. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Let me introduce you to everybody on the show. My name is Burt.
Hi, I'm not
lying about that. It's sexy. This is Jeff Dollar.
Hi there.
Hi.
You and I have never worked together.
Cool.
But Melissa Carter can't say that. Melissa Carter can't say that.
Hey, Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What they're talking about is the first season of the OC, I was actually an extra on the set.
Really?
So we were in the same, I was in your orbit. We were in the same environment.
Wait, someone just said that, though, in my last interview, that they were on the OC as an extra on set the first year.
They're pretending to be me.
Yeah, they are. There's competition. You better get on that.
My guess is that you took a look at Melissa's work and you said, you know what, this is an industry I need to be in.
Right.
Because
yes, you were my inspiration, so thank you.
You're welcome, Rich. Anytime I can do it.
I am guessing that the OC, is like one of those hardcore shows where people are so invested in it that I am curious if you have ever been approached on the street from a fan as Summer and not Rachel.
Oh, gee. That would have to be yes all the time.
Does it happen all the time? Like people are really like upset with the storyline and they come to you as Summer?
Yeah, definitely. It happens because when you're on a TV show and you're in these people's homes every week, they feel like they know you and they can just talk to you about things, and it gets a little awkward and uncomfortable at times, but,
And they want you to answer the questions as Summer or as Rachel?
Well, I've had both, but yeah, usually Summer. Sometimes now people are like, Summer, I just don't respond because it's like, well, that's not my name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Are there ever people, and this is a stretch, so the answer might be no, but are there ever people actually surprised that you are not truly a person named Summer?
Yeah, and they scare me.
Really?
No doubt.
Are these the ones that will probably make comic books for you or, give you little toy horses or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I've had, weird, they made a clock with my face on it, and it's always weird.
Really? Wow.
It's always time for Rachel.
Good, I like that.
Talking to Rachel Bilson, who is known as Summer on the OC, but she's soon going to be known as the woman on Last Kiss with Zach Braff, and we'll talk about that in a second. This whole thing, the OC thing has happened so quickly that I guess when you start rising up the ladder like you certainly have, there is a price to pay for, now you're famous, and I think that price is probably your private life.
Yeah, I think no matter if you are on a show or whatever and it succeeds and people know who you are, you definitely have that where your privacy's gone, and it's a little invasive, but it also comes along with the territory, so you kind of have to deal with it accordingly, I guess.
Do you remember the first time where you were like, okay, private life going right out the window now because now people know who I am?
No, I think it's like your first paparazzi encounter is always a bit odd, so probably that would have to be when you kind of realize that it's out the window.
Is the first paparazzi encounter cool? Like, do you call somebody and go, dude, I was at Starbucks, I came outside, and everybody was standing there looking, ready to take my picture.
Actually, I'm the one who personally called the paparazzi, so yes, it was very exciting.
There must be something about that, though, the first time it actually happens. There must be something like, oh, hey, that's cool, and then the second time is, oh, hey, that sucks.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first time I saw it in a magazine, it was cool because my grandmother got to see it, and it was before she passed away, so that was kind of like, oh, she got to see me, paparazzi shot in a magazine, but other than that, they're very, very cruel. It can be, anyway.
Right.
And it's sort of like they go after the negative and try to put you in a bad light. So that kind of sucks. But I've made it out okay where they've been sort of nice to me. But they're definitely not your friends.
In a situation with, somebody like
that we see in the magazines all the time, a Paris Hilton or a Nicole Richie or Jessica Simpson or something like that.
Yeah.
Or even like a Britney Spears. How much of that in Hollywood land is like staged? Like how much of that is...
Well, I know that these people, they go to certain places where you know that paparazzi are because they expect celebrities to go there. So it's sort of like they set themselves up a lot of the time. If they go to lunch at the Ivy or something, you know there's going to be tons of paparazzi. So it's really like a lot of it they could control. I know some they can't. Because they just follow you, but there's definitely those situations where they could avoid it.
If you want to be alone, though, you can get away from that, though, right?
I think so, yeah. I definitely lay low. Not that I'm that desired in that area, but I definitely try to stay as low as I can.
We got to talk to you about The Last Kiss, too. I saw the trailer yesterday for it.
And yeah.
I got to be honest with you. Like, as soon as this thing comes out, and I think it's the 15th, I'm going to be one of the first in the theater. It looks great.
Yeah, please do. It is the 15th. This Friday it opens, and... I think it's a really good movie and something you're not used to seeing, so I definitely recommend it.
It feels very Zach Braffis, obviously, because he's in it, but it feels Garden State-ish again, and we all saw that movie together in here, and it's one of my top five movies of all time.
You know what? That is such a great movie. This movie, you know, it's not a follow-up to Garden State by any means. It's actually a remake of an Italian film, and Zach's only acting in it. He didn't direct it or write it, but Paul Haggis adapted the script, so... There's so many great things about this movie, and it is a very real movie and an honest movie in that sense. So I think, you know what, it's really good. And if you like Garden State, I feel like you will like this movie.
So good. It's going to be great. Now, as I understand it, and you never know what's true or not, there was supposed to be a sex scene between you and Zach, and you said, you know what, that's just not my thing. Why do you feel so strongly about that?
Actually, there is a sex scene still. I just didn't want to show nudity because I felt confident about, you know, not having to do that. And we still got the point across without it. So it was my first movie, and I wasn't comfortable doing that. But the sex scene's still there, and it's very present.
Well, good luck with the first movie. It sounds to me like you've teamed up with great people. It's going to be a fantastic movie.
Thank you. Go see it this weekend.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be first in the theater. It's called The Last Kiss with Zach Braff and Rachel Bilson also. Thanks a lot, and good luck with the movie.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to get Melissa's MySpace address or something so y'all can be top eight friends because you work together? Are you cool?
We already... Oh.
I'm sorry, Melissa.
Dude, the time for you to be funny is long since past.
Sorry about that, Melissa. Apparently she hates you.
The Burt Show.